The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jane Matthews is with me, political correspondent with The Journal. Jane, what's the latest on Gareth Sheridan's tilt at the Auras?
Hi, Kieran. How are you? Yeah, it's been an eventful day in terms of the presidential election. And about 2 hours ago, we learned that for Gareth Sheridan, it was the end of the road. He had conceded defeat. He went in today quite hopeful, I think. He was going into this week with the backing of two local authorities. He needed four to get on the ballot. So it was an uphill battle. But he was really focusing his efforts on Meath, Offaly and Louth. He had Meath this morning around 9:30. That didn't go his way. He lost out by just one vote. So it was very, very close there for him. Then he was straight over to Tullamore and Offaly, where he was again making his pitch in person. And again, that didn't go his way. There was a Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael motion that was passed that they weren't going to back any candidate. So the writing was on the wall then. We heard from his team that they had conceded defeat. It was over.
Has he been speaking himself? Has he reflected on the campaign or its value?
Well, I think we're kind of awaiting an official statement from him. Like, he was speaking to a few reporters down there in Tullamore, I believe. He just gave a few brief words from what I could see. He said he had no regrets, but we will be hoping to hear from him in a little bit more depth, maybe later today when it's probably sunk in a little bit more.
All right. OK, so he's gone. It leaves kind of one potential candidate standing, really, in Maria Steen.
Yeah.
So where are we in terms of her getting the 20 Oireachtas members that she's looking for?
Yeah, exactly. So the two big question marks today were Maria Steen. Maria Steen is still participating in the local authority route as well, but really, I mean, her chances there are nil to none. She doesn't have the backing of any local authorities at the moment. Where she does kind of seem to have a chance is with the Oireachtas members, as you said. All eyes will be on Independent Ireland now and their four TDs. They have said from the outset that they are willing to support a candidate that is very close to the 20, that has maybe 16 nominations and could do with their 14, do with their four to get them over the line. So she's meeting with some of the party this evening, and then I understand the parliamentary party will meet in the morning to decide whether to back her or not. So there's a bit of a question mark. There's been murkiness over the figures that are there supporting Maria Steen just at the moment. By my calculations, if she does get Independent Ireland, she'll be between 15 and 18 backers. So she could be too short. It could be a little bit more. There's a couple of unnamed backers in there at the moment. I think there's three people that ANC leader Pádraig Tobin has said will be supporting her, but they haven't come out and put their hand up just yet. So we'll wait and see who they are. But by tomorrow, we should have a good idea whether she is in the race or not.
All right. By this time tomorrow, the ballot paper will be close to being finalised in terms of who is on it. There are three names for sure. Whether Maria Steen is going to be amongst them, we'll know an awful lot more after that Independent Ireland meeting, as Jane says, happening tonight with Maria Steen, and then parliamentary party meeting amongst the four TDs tomorrow morning. Councillor Mary Bowen is with me, though, in the meantime, Fianna Fáil councillor with Leitrim County Council. Mary, I understand you proposed Maria Steen in Leitrim, is that right?
Yeah, there were three of us. There's myself and Independent Councillor Irene Rabbit-Guckin and Fianna Fáil Councillor Justin Warnock. We had three of us had nominated Maria Steen.
Why?
And we felt that she made a presentation to us last week. We invited all the candidates in to give us a presentation. We felt her presentation was very good and that she had a very good understanding of the role. Now, other candidates were very passionate, but they didn't seem to understand the role and the limitations of the presidency. Like, some were talking about solving the housing crisis and other issues, and I know they were passionate about all these issues, but they didn't seem to realise that the president doesn't have an actual role in the issues that they raised.
I guess the question is more why support or why propose Maria Steen when you're a Fianna Fáil councillor and Fianna Fáil has a candidate?
Yes, I'm a Fianna Fáil councillor. I've worked all down the years through various elections. I'm the longest serving councillor in Leitrim County Council. But we have the power, the council have been given that power, that we can nominate somebody if we feel that there's a candidate worth placing on the ballot paper. And that's democracy. And we complain an awful lot about losing powers and our powers being eroded. And here we have an opportunity to exercise that power if we feel like it. Now, that's what we did. That's what we did today. And I felt by proposing the candidate, it gives people another choice. at the moment, as you've outlined there, we have only three candidates selected.
Mm.
And it will be very unusual to only have three candidates on the ballot paper for the presidential election. So I think it was just to give people an opportunity that they would have choice. It was it's a democratic decision at the end of the day. If we nominate somebody, we're not, everybody that voted for isn't saying go out, aren't going to go out and canvass and say vote for. But they're given the public choice. And at the end of the day, it's the public that are going to decide, not the members.
Will you be canvassing, though, for Jim Gavin?
Well, as I've said, all my life I've supported Fianna Fáil and I've canvassed. But that doesn't mean, why would Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael or the other candidate be afraid to have another candidate? I mean, like, Fine Gael got instructions from headquarters to vote against. Sinn Féin today looked as if they were under instruction. The four of them voted against.
But will you canvass for Jim Gavin in the election?
Whatever the party arrangement is in Leitrim, I will be following that, and I presume that will be. I mean, presidential elections seem to be different than local elections.
You don't, Mary, elections. If you don't mind me saying, you don't sound like the most enthusiastic canvasser.
Oh no, I will. I'll be canvassing, but I'm just outlining that the difference. People, I haven't seen anybody doing a house to house canvass. I live in a rural area, and it takes weeks and weeks to get around the whole area. It took me about 6 or 7 weeks in the local elections and I still didn't get it all covered. So I don't expect that I'd be doing that kind of a canvass, but I will be supporting Jim Gavin. Obviously, he's our candidate.
If people ask you, you'd encourage them to vote for Jim Gavin?
People will see me, what I do. That doesn't mean to say that they're going to do it. But what I'm saying is, I'm sure I've had loads of calls last week from people after I said I was nominating Maria Steen, thanking me for it and giving them an opportunity to have another candidate on the ballot paper. It's about choice and it's about democracy. And I don't think that what we did, we voted 9-7 today, 9 against and 7 for, and we had one abstention and a couple of people not there. But, it's democracy in action. If I propose somebody to go on the ballot paper, it doesn't mean to say I'm using the power and the privilege that I have as a councillor. Well, nominate somebody.
Well, she is going the Oireachtas route, and as Jane explained beforehand, we'll know by this time tomorrow probably how successful or otherwise that is and whether she'll get on the ballot paper. In the meantime, Mary, thanks a million for joining us. Mary Bowen is a Fianna Fáil councillor with Leitrim County Council.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.